crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Paranoid.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Sunday edition, the 23rd day of March 2014. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I am doing this Sunday edition from my home in Austin, Texas, and we are going to have Riding Shotgun back at the studio with a bunch of investigative reports and breaking news. David Knight running Shotgun with us, Riding Shotgun with us, and Mark Dice, recently censored for his pro-gun, pro-Christian activities on YouTube, clearly censored. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about all the different ways they attack free speech in this country and try to blackball anyone who's not a communist serving the offshore megabanks that are fascist. And so we're going to be looking at the Fairness Doctrine. We're going to be looking at Facebook censoring, CISPA, SOPA, Drudge being demonized for saying, as a small business owner, I'm going to go ahead this year and opt to pay the $5,000 fine on the income tax forms. And they had Yahoo News, just everybody, all the Democratic Party operatives come out yesterday and today. We're covering it at Infowars.com. We have a Breitbart story. And say he's a complete liar. Basically, there is no $5,000 fee or fine. They either say that lie, which is a 100% lie, or they say, the mandate doesn't start till next year. Well, for individuals, not for businesses. My accountants are telling me the same thing. And I've got enough crew members to pass the threshold to where if everybody doesn't get it, or if I don't make them get it, or if I don't somehow force them to have it, I get fined as a small business owner, as they would list me. Really just a political activist that uses business to fund my operation. Most revolutionaries rob banks. I sell T-shirts and water filters and high-quality products. But the whole point here is this is getting really serious because they call you racist. They call you a fascist. They call you, when they're the fascist, they call you a hater when you promote the Second Amendment or national sovereignty. Or they go out and prey on their dumb readers and viewers on MSNBC, as they're doing today, and say that Matt Drudge is lying. There is no tax. There are no death panels. It doesn't increase your premiums. You can keep your doctor. The moon is made of cheese. Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman. It's just a new level of lying, and I don't mean to perseverate and obsess on Drudge. It's just extremely, extremely frustrating. Because, I go through this all the time as well. We go, here are the federal documents that they've got drones watching farmers. And AP and a bunch of others come out a couple years ago and in every newspaper in the country basically smear me and say, I'm a liar, there are no drones, even though our articles at Infowars.com had all the proof. And they play these games with people. The level of lying is simply ultra-massive. Now the system has become so discredited that they are moving towards trying to just shut us down and shut us up. So I want to give you the different attacks they're involved in today on the other side. Then we're going to look at the huge developments in Ukraine. Russians took over a Crimean military base that was supposed to be handed over in an agreement a week ago. The media is calling it war. Ukraine fears Putin ready to attack, the quote. Soldiers seeing a troop storm Crimea base. Obama aid, possible Russia could enter Ukraine. Romney slams president for faulty judgment, and big breaking news on international pedophile rings from the UK to Mexico, and good Second Amendment.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Palace, Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
I repeat, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
And then the only winning move is not to run.
Yes. A strange game. The only way to win is not to play. I am Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from my home in Central Texas. And we have David Knight back at the Infowars.com news studios, where we produce weeknight news, 7 o'clock Central every evening, and where I bring you the weekday syndicated radio transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. This is the Sunday edition. We've had the weekday edition now for 19 years. Or 18 and a half years, and then we've, of course, been doing for over 6 years the Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central transmission. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I think that War Games intro is proper because I've never been to Russia. I don't agree with a lot of the things the Russians do or that Vladimir Putin is up to. But they've been actually moving away from communism more towards free market in many ways, and I do agree with that. And the wealth of the average Russian has been going up since 1991, even though they've had a lot of problems. So, you know, I'm rooting for the Russians to make it and basically have the American dream. I want the American dream as well. That said, Putin's been totally defeated. In the last few months, the EU could not get the Ukrainians to vote to join the European Union and be looted by the same central banks that have been looting Greece and Spain and many other countries. And so they went and started a civil war, overthrew the government, and NATO, backed rebels took 93% of the country. The Russians took their military bases on their border in the Crimea and their naval bases. And basically have seen 90%+ of the country that they were somewhat controlling taken over. The media spun it that, oh my gosh, the Russians invaded, they're so horrible. If you follow the news like we do, and we covered this last week, it was the deadline last Sunday for the Ukrainian military to pull out of Russian military bases that they had taken over. One commander refused to leave. And so the Russians went in with armored vehicles, blew open the wall, and the military there, the Ukrainians, stood down when the Russian special forces came in and they arrested him. And our media is trying to act like it's the beginning of World War III. And it certainly could be if they keep pushing the Russians. But the truth is NATO and the EU just took 90-plus percent of the country. And then the Russians simply grabbed their pipelines and their industrial area that feeds gas and oil to Europe and their military bases. And the United States would do the exact same thing if it was something like Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, which they kept after Fidel took over in 1960. It's the exact same issue. The West is trying to start a war with Russia. Not America, but the same globalist interests that run the EU. See, the EU is run by corporate interests that are not free market. So it's not just the Chinese, the Russians, the U.S. that are players on the global scene with the British and French and Germans to a lesser extent. The big player is the multinational corporations that operate just like governments and are above the law and have diplomatic immunity and basically pay no taxes, who are always lobbying J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, Google. They give money to the anti-gun groups. They give money to the enviro-Nazi groups that want to raise taxes on families and businesses because they're all exempt. They are the people running the world into the ground on record. They're the enemy. They're the ones perching on top of America. They're the ones trying to start war with Russia. They're the ones sucking Ireland and Greece and Spain dry and Iceland. They're the ones creating 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives and trying to sign us on to them. And they know people are waking up to this worldwide, so now they're moving to try to censor media, mainstream media, alternative media, print media, internet media. Everywhere, people are being censored. Demonstrations, hanging up signs, handing out flyers, all over the country is being outlawed. We criticize Russia when they do that, but then it's happening here. First Lady Snapping Turtle, Obama's wife, Beard, fake wife, whatever she is, like, you know, like Hillary was a fake wife for Clinton, that's now admitted. Arranged marriage, totally fake. You know, he's chasing every woman he sees. Hillary's chasing every woman she sees. But side issue. The point is that she goes to China and says human rights off the table. China will kill you if you criticize the government. China puts Falun Gong practitioners, peaceful Buddhists, in prisons, blood types them, and then sells their organs because they don't use drugs and have good organs. I mean, our government won't even criticize Tiananmen Square now on the anniversary. So there's all these different forms of corporate funding, foreign interfering, you know, the Chinese government censoring what can come out in movies or in print. I talked to authors like Michael Savage. He was told point blank, you know, your latest book's not going to be sold because the Chinese government doesn't like it. That's a guy who's had like 40 best-selling books. This is serious. They're trying to keep Rush Limbaugh from winning an award for his children's book right now, trying to disqualify it from a contest. This is the censorship we're seeing, and you may have heard these headlines here on the air when Infowars.com writes articles about them and DrudgeReport.com, the number one news site in the world, picks them up and carries them. You may have heard these headlines. Californians sign petition to allow soldiers to commandeer anyone's home. College students sign petition to imprison all registered gun owners. Obama supporters signed to repeal First Amendment, signed petition. And then the story ends up being on Fox News, CNN, after we push it out there. It's a ripple effect, and they don't like that. Mark Dice's videos of him had 5 million views apiece. In fact, more. And his videos were getting bigger and bigger each time, just like ours are. What did Google do? They took down both his channels 2 days ago. Both his channels. And they did it with these super mods that the government has gotten them to approve. And it was only because I had contacts, I don't like to talk about this, but there are good people inside YouTube and Google, that I was able to put Dice in contact with senior people who saw that it was basically fake moderation to restore his channel 30 minutes ago. And I don't like to talk about our connections and things, folks, but it's a war to bring you this radio show. It is a war to bring you news articles. It is a war to bring you these videos. It is a war. And there are good people in the FBI, good people in your local school, good people in the police department, good people at the local corporation, good people in Google, good people in Microsoft. And it's a war, folks, with different infiltrators from both sides, because clearly Mark Dice's videos did not cause any violation of rules. He goes out and interviews real people in public like jaywalking Jay Leno and says, should we put all Republicans in death camps? 90-plus percent of the Californians say, yes, I want to kill them, and sign the form. And in many cases, he even blurs their faces out, even though it's in public. It's like the news can walk up to you and talk to you. They had a concerted effort to take his channels down. They're trying to take our channels down that have over 500 million views, all of them together, not counting other channels that have hundreds of millions of views. I have films on YouTube with 14 million views, 15 million views, 10 million views, 8 million views. They cannot deal with us, folks. We are absolutely just hurting them badly just in that venue. Now, I'm blessed because I've got old dinosaur media, but the only true dinosaur media that's still standing, kind of like the alligators still around or the crocodile, is talk radio. Because it was alternative media when there was no internet, when the Fairness Doctrine got ended by the Reagan administration, and lawyers that we've interviewed on air, the former head lawyer for the FCC, produced fine. That's why you had the proto-internet in talk radio. They want to shut that down too as well. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
Auto. We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. They want the Republic. They want America back. They don't care if the Democratic or Republican Party stands in their way. They will go up and over the top of any enemy, foreign or domestic. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Knight is back at the InfoWars News Command Center riding shotgun with us. We're going to have Mark Dyche, media critic, who's been on Fox News, CNN many times. He's been very successful, C-SPAN, best-selling author, who's been critical of me some in the past. Why would I then play his videos on air? Why would I promote him? Because he does a good job on the street. And he's not a communist, he's not a socialist, he's fighting the New World Order. And that's the big enemy that's trying to take my guns, that's saying my kids belong to them, that wants to exempt mega corporations from taxes but raise my taxes to give them banker bailout money. That's my enemy. And so Dyche's site, his YouTube channels with, I don't know, 50, 60-something million views or more, I know that's conservative, I think one of his channels had that, we have screenshots of it. You know, why would I get on the phone and give him emails to high-level people inside YouTube just so they could review that some of their master moderators were censoring the First Amendment and that they better review it and understand that clearly he didn't violate their terms of service and that they want a big controversy on their hands? Why would I do that for somebody, some other media person, somebody who's been critical of me? Because, folks, I'm for the First Amendment. And I know the rules of YouTube, and I know the rules of how it's a public commons, and I know how they're shutting down libertarians and conservatives and patriots and Christians everywhere. And I know how thousands of conservatives and libertarians, the New York Times reports, have to meet in secret in Los Angeles because they'll be blackballed if they discover that they're not Democrats. That is tyranny. That's beyond McCarthyism. And I'm against McCarthyism in the manifestation of McCarthy, and I'm against McCarthyism squared under the Democrats. I stand with the First Amendment, because if we don't stand together, we will hang separate. I wanted to bring David Knight in, and then I'm going to go over the constellation, the cornucopia, the 15 or so torpedoes at free speech, not just here, but worldwide. I've got a whole list here I've written. I'm going to break that down. But first, before we go to David Knight, of the hundreds of videos he's put out, that Drudge perennially, you know, or continually links to when we write stories about him. Here's one where, and this is unedited, folks. He'll go out and show whoever he talked to. I mean, he clips out the spaces, but 90%+ of Californians say they want to put all gun owners in camps. They want to bring in communism. They want to arrest all conservatives. These are people that speak clear English, black, white, doesn't matter. They don't want this out, folks. And other people are starting to copy what I did first, what Mark started doing, and now a bunch of college students on their colleges are showing the cult, fake, liberal, fascist, authoritarian weirdos calling for ending free speech. I'm seeing videos every day that we're putting on Infowars.com where people are going to press conferences and asking real questions as citizen journalists, where they're going into classrooms at colleges and bringing up issues, where they're on the street talking to people, showing how evil they are, how dumbed down they are. The system doesn't want you to see this. They want to make modern liberalism look trendy and intellectual, not dumbed down and authoritarian and kleptocratic. So this is what they censored and banned for 2 days. Here's a clip.
We hope to repeal the Second Amendment and keep guns off the campus and keep everybody safe. We just want to make sure that we support Obama and the Bilderberg Group and just disarm the citizens. We could trust the government to be the only ones with guns. Yeah, birth date and a signature to repeal the Second Amendment. These peasants don't need guns, so thanks for supporting that. I appreciate that. Thanks for your help. We're trying to repeal the Second Amendment and put all gun owners in prison, the registered gun owners, put them in prison. Thank you for supporting that.
Thank you. These too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. They don't need these guns anymore. Only the police need the guns, right?
Yeah,
right. We could trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, that's enough. It's like an 8-minute video, and he talks to a guy in pure clear English, is an older white guy. He goes, "We just need to take all the guns and put them in the camp." And the guy goes, "Buddy, you don't have to tell me," and signs it and shakes his hand. We're gonna put them in a forced labor camp and take all their guns because they're bad. And the guy goes, "You don't have to tell me. You want to arrest me because I own a gun, you nutball?" So this is what they don't want to see. And I'm telling you, it scares them. We've had our YouTube shut down before. We've had our Facebook shut down before. We've had our Twitters. And people say, well, just don't get a Twitter or a Facebook then, Alex. They advertise as commons. They want to be the web. So they say you bring your content there, and that then if you follow the rules, you can be there. Well, we follow the rules. We dominate as real liberals like Thomas Jefferson against the fascist liberals, and they want to shut us down. And I'm going to go over a bunch of examples. This is only one small part of the censorship happening. And I want you to understand the modern book burning for what it is, the modern gagging for what it is. But I wanted to get David Knight's take on what we're seeing here. And again, why real media? I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. When I saw Dinesh D'Souza arrested, clearly for stuff that wasn't even against the law, giving thousands of dollars to his friend for a Senate run. Imagine if Michael Moore had been arrested after his movie came out against Bush. Even though I didn't agree with Michael Moore, I would have come out for him. I mean, where's the basic instinct in the media to stand for each other? Where is the people's basic instinct? David Knight.
Well, Alex, I think it's time for some people on the left to basically start looking at the free speech and due process issues that these things all bring up. You know, we've seen over and over again, we've seen ACTA, PIPA, SOPA, CISPA twice. We see them trying to set up a regime where they can pull down websites, not just videos, not just YouTube sites, but just entire websites. And, of course, when one of these was being protested, a lot of people blacked out their site for a day because that was exactly what's going to happen with this stuff. They're going to be able to take it down. And there's this spirit of censorship that the liberals are giving a pass to because it's their guy. They need to wake up to this. This is, we look at executive orders that Obama has put out over this Ukraine thing, where he's going to bar people who disagree with him from entering the country, where he's going to confiscate possessions of people in this country. That's not just aliens, but it's people who are here
it
in this country.
It's unprecedented. And notice, suddenly our government will not criticize communist China and their rampant human rights abuse.
Yes, yes. I've had some commenters point out, and I was like, yeah, I should have mentioned this when we talked about it on the nightly news, that what Obama's executive orders did, shutting down aliens who say something about his foreign policy in Ukraine, keeping them out of the country, confiscating the possessions of people in this country who criticize this policy, that's very similar to the Alien and Sedition Acts that we had at the very beginning of this republic. And we understand that we had the Kentucky resolutions, we had the nullification talk that came from Jefferson and others pushing back against this, saying this strikes at the very heart of the republic.
It certainly does. When I come back, we're going to bring Mark Dice up and continue to get your commentary and analysis. With David Knight, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to just mention the different ways they're censoring when we come back. Just a few of them, and there's a lot of others. I mean, it's a mass attack, and they want to deny it's going on. They don't want to have a public debate about this. This is going on. This is what the dictator's final step is, because we're winning.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now imagine, now 5.5, 6 years ago, my film, The Obama Deception, comes out on DVD. It's seen tens of millions of times on Google and YouTube and everywhere else. One of the top films in the country, free for download. We're selling the DVD, and we put a Google store up that we already had. We had a bunch of different shopping carts, we still do. And Google says in an email, we're shutting your store down, this film is racist. The film says nothing about Obama's shared racial, mixed racial background, white and black. It's about how he's a globalist and wants world government. Still, they would not allow us to engage in commerce. You can say, well, that's their site. You know, they're allowed to do what they want. Really, so if they're, say, Christians have a site that allows people to come out of business and somebody else can't come on it, They're advertising as if they're open to everybody, and then they don't let you. But again, there's a fight inside Google and YouTube for whether they will be good or evil. It's the same thing. So we need to put pressure on Google and Microsoft and everybody else so that they can't get away with the type of things they're doing. We've had the Alex Jones channel that's got like 400 million views. Again, just one of my channels with 400 million views. It's like 500 and something million with other channels. Count all the channels together. It's got to be 600, 700 million views. I haven't had time to count it all up. It's huge. That's conservative, by the way. And again, that's just one area we're reaching people. Our biggest audience is terrestrial radio every day with over 3 million terrestrial listeners 6 days a week. I'm not bragging. I'm saying we're real media. We're big media. We're bigger than MSNBC. We're bigger than CNN. But we don't have all the trappings, all the facades. But they know we have the giant audience, and they're scared. The communist Chinese are censoring almost every major movie that has any criticism of communism or Chinese leadership. It gets censored. Red Dawn, the list goes on and on. That's a form of massive censorship. You've got the chilling effect with the NSA spying on Fox News, the Associated Press. It came out 2 weeks ago. Drudge Report is being spied on by the Justice Department. We already knew that. InfraGuard sued and got some of the documents with former Congressman Bob Barr that I'm being spied on, Drudge is being spied on. They're giving government briefings on how bad we are. They have Pentagon briefings that we've covered and played here on air where they say, we can't lie to the American people anymore because of the Drudge Report. See, they're not worried about the New York Times or CNN because they control them with fake left-right garbage. But they don't control Infowars.com. They don't control DrudgeReport.com, and they don't like that. I mean, the government surveils us. Jimmy Carter's out today saying, you know, he knows he's being spied on. Everybody's being spied on. Rand Paul gave a speech last week at Berkeley. We're going to keep Mark Dice into the next hour with David Knight, who's riding shotgun. The David Knight's got special reports on some big Second Amendment victories, and then also pedophile rings from Mexico to the UK that have been exposed in mainstream media. Big deal on that front. That's coming up in the second hour as well. But the point I'm getting at is the system's losing. Gandhi said first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Well, we're now to the attack mode. Okay? So that's a very positive thing that's happening right now because people within the system now know we're telling the truth. People within Google and within Microsoft and within the Pentagon, the majority of the Pentagon, know we're telling the truth now. The system is in big trouble. What are they going to do? They're going to shut us up with, quote, Chinese-style net censorship that CISPA and SOPA and the rest of them admit they're modeled after. So they're trying to bring in cybersecurity right now, not to protect the Internet, but to shut it down. And you've got the anti-gunners at South by Southwest 2 weeks ago, we covered this, bragging that they were going to start being able to censor any pro-gun websites on Facebook and not let gun shops be on there to advertise legally. We've had listeners pouring in their letters, shutting down their Facebooks because they have a gun shop and they're advertising their guns there. You can't sell guns on Facebook. It just advertises we have guns if you live in, say, Phoenix. Most newspapers won't let you run your gun ad in them. Most websites won't. This is the censorship, folks, a unified oppression. Then you've got the demonization, saying you're racist or you're a hater if you criticize collectivism or communism or socialism or globalism or Agenda 21. You've got that going on. You've got CISPA, SOPA. You've got Senator Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without the Internet. Let's get rid of it. You know, I mentioned Facebook. And don't forget, this year they've legalized the CIA and Pentagon being involved in domestic propaganda lies. That's Associated Press, Reuters. They're ordering the Pentagon to go out and engage in psyops against the public. Total tyranny. So that's just some of the things that we're facing and dealing with. You've got 10 different Democratic senators calling for a return to the fairness doctrine. That's kind of like the Affordable Care Act's called affordable when it's not. Patriot Act's called patriotic when it's not. It's called the fairness doctrine that you can't have any political views that aren't basically socialist or that the government doesn't agree with. They're calling for that on talk radio. All of this is happening. All of this is going on right now, and it's a very serious situation when they just announced last week that they were going to give government, this is on Infowars.com, an article by Paul Watson, they were going to give government certified super mods, moderators, the power to just go through the Google YouTube system and shut down sites for, quote, community guidelines violations. No cussing, no profanity, no nakedness, no nothing. The socialists find it not right to show that Democratic constituents in Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, California, 90-plus percent say, kill all conservatives, take their guns, or put them in death camps. Because we're going to defeat them if we just show what scum they are. I've gone to show the Federal Reserve in San Antonio, private Federal Reserve, and protested them raising our taxes through the income tax that they're paid. And they had my video and my site taken down till I threatened to sue them, and I got into a whole court process and then got the connections into the higher levels so that I wouldn't have to get into lawsuits with them anymore. That's how that happened. Because they explained to me there's super mods and government corporations, you name it, that are doing this. So I had to be a super mod and go above their head. I haven't even told Mark this yet. I gave him an email, one of the head people, to be able to even get them to review it so his site would come back. Most people don't get that. It's only because Mark's gotten big enough, as Jim Garrison, the guy that exposed the Kennedy assassination, said. He said, I'm still alive because I'm in the sunshine, because I am a big mouth. It's when you keep your mouth shut, the wolves take over. It's when you don't speak out against censorship or bullying, you get dominated. So we're going to have Mark with us 15 minutes in the next hour, and we're going to get some comments from David Knight at the InfoWars studio coming up. But Mark, a big backlash helped you get back up there. We had some contacts in there as well to get it immediately looked at this weekend. But again, people say, so what if some guy with 60, 70 million views, whatever it was, got shut down? Why do I care? You know, I'm a Democrat. I saw him celebrating you were shut down. Don't these idiots get it? I mean, if they were trying to shut down Michael Moore, I would defend him. Don't they have any common sense, Mark?
They don't. And as you saw in some of my videos, the petition videos, when people support a particular president or an ideology, they will literally sign their name, birth date, and a signature to eliminate the rights of the opposing party. So short-sighted that they don't understand, or they literally just can't even think more than 5 minutes into the future about what may happen, what will happen once the coin is flipped, once an opposing political party is in power. And thank you very much for helping me get this channel back. And you've articulated this situation so well.
Listen, don't thank me, Mark. We're in a war. They're going to get our guns. They say our kids belong to them. We are soldiers in full level combat. It's a pleasure on Saturday morning to be on the phone. It's a pleasure to be fighting. This is a war. We're going to kick their ass.
And, you know, and if we didn't, this is a constant battle. And if we didn't put up this resistance, by this point next year, just virtually anybody that was speaking out, you use the word bossy. You say that somebody's bossy. If you just criticize
the first lady says, don't use the word bossy. I say I don't like it. That pig wants to control our speech. She's a book-burning witch. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm going to come back and give you the floor. I didn't mean to rant. Stay there. See, he's mentioning how they're trying to control the language, how they're saying you can't say bossy. Kids can't draw a picture of a gun. They get arrested in art class. If you eat your pastry wrong, it looks like a gun. The police come. This is a total, total takeover. Mark Dice, censored by YouTube, channel taken down because he was conservative, because he was a Christian. We know the videos that got censored when we came back. He was criticizing devil.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. same. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I didn't tell the crew to come in with that Mike Judge intro he cut for me at his house last year. Yeah, I'm good friends with Mike Judge. We go shooting and listen to rockabilly music all the time. He lives here in Austin part of the time, but he's not out in Los Angeles with his HBO show and the rest of it. And the reason I bring him up is to not name drop Maker of Idiocracy and so many other masterpieces, Extract, you name it. The reason I bring him up is he said in an interview we did last year that he's scared to even be somewhat libertarian because they'll try to censor him and persecute him and come after him. And he talked about the Hollywood Mafia. And, of course, we've talked a lot about that privately. I can mention it because he didn't say, you know, it's off record. It's just I know a lot of other people in Hollywood, even bigger than my judge, who's probably, you know, got a $1 billion franchise on his hands or more with King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, the rest of it. And even at that level, they try to keep him on a short leash because they're not real liberals, folks. My judge is a real liberal. I know him very well. He's into freedom. And these people that say they're liberals, they're not, is what I'm getting at. And one other point. Cass Sunstein, 6 years ago, when he was entering the White House, as the White House regulations are, look this up, said, we're going to create a fake alternative media and go out and create infighting. And we're going to infiltrate mainstream media like Fox News and like Drudge Report, if we can, and others, and destroy them. Now, that was actually in Politico a few years ago because they bragged to him. Media Matters, run by the White House, said, we want to infiltrate and sabotage from within. I mean, this is a war for them to get our kids, to get our guns, to get our property. They are usurpers that pose with the fake moral high ground. And so I want to point that out. That's why I've taken the clear example for 18 years, 19 years on air, but the last three or four, clearly, that I will not attack someone who is a real libertarian or constitutionalist. Short of you trying to stab my children. You do that, I'll take care of you. But we have got to unify around free speech, property rights, Constitution, or we're done. We're done. Forget the labels. Mark Dice, I give you the floor. We're going to come back with more examples in the next hour with you. But you've just gone through censorship and come to the other side because you were big enough to have a support base and because we had some contacts. I predict you would have gotten your channel back already. I talked to you today, and, of course, it went through and did happen. But it would have been a week or so before it went up to the right channels. But for most people that aren't big like you are, you don't have, you know, the connections. Most people just get censored. And there is an intensifying censorship where Navy SEALs put out memes about Benghazi on their official Navy SEAL Facebook, and they get shut down. Or you criticize Obamacare, you get shut down on Facebook or Reddit. You know, these people are censoring and lying about it, and they're dirtbags. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have such a big and dedicated following that they applied 24-hour pressure on YouTube, and I was trending on Facebook, and to have you watching my back as well. But if some smaller media organization or an independent guy were to have this happen to him, they'd probably have little recourse. And it's incredible the mysterious Orwellian policies of YouTube. You know, they list, obviously, if you have animal abuse, if somebody's making bombs, doing drugs online, those are clear terms of service violations.
Gambling.
But they also put in there that they just reserve the right to remove your video for any reason. And unless you're an establishment insider, like Robin Thicke, who was the guy that Miley Cyrus was grinding with during her Illuminati-themed video music award performance, you know, he puts out a music video with a bunch of women topless, which is basically porn. It gets flagged by the YouTube community, but because he's an establishment insider, they put the video back up. A bunch of porn on YouTube, but
yeah, let's be clear. You're a media critic with a media degree who's been successful for a decade all over the country. They are censoring a critic they don't like who follows all the rules. That is dangerous.
It's a very dangerous precedent. We're living in a society now where you don't need to round up books door to door with the military. All you need to do is delete them remotely. As you know, as much of this audience probably knows, they can literally and have remotely deleted books from Kindle, from your iBooks, from your own device the next time.
They were legally owned.
The next time it connects to a Wi-Fi connection, it disappears down the memory hole, which is a term that George Orwell created. And the only reason that we know this is because some people in the tech field had their copy of George Orwell's novel 1984 disappear from their Kindle a couple years ago, and they started reporting on it. So if this happened to just your average person, they might tweet out to their friends, they might post on their Facebook. It's not going to get picked up in the media. So we're actually very lucky that the Orwellian book disappearing down the memory hole even picked up. And now we know that literally with the push of a button, not only can they just remotely delete your books.
They can delete your entire voice off the internet with a Shazam-type technology. They can memory hole everything. That's what's so bad about cloud computing is you don't have hard copies. But let's expand. I consulted on Jesse Ventura's first, second, and third season. I was in four episodes each season, 12 episodes. And the one I called Ventura at night when it aired. I said, I can't believe that just aired. Congratulations. And it was the one on FEMA camps, threat fusion centers, proving it all. Congress called up and threatened. This later came out in the news. Threatened Time Warner. Got it removed. It never aired again. They're supposed to air like 50 times because it had like 2 million viewers the first time. And then, you know, over and over again, they air it. That's how they make their money back. They erased it off all the TiVos and Time Warner boxes of people that had downloaded it to watch and later had to admit they'd done that. See, that's an example of the censorship, Mark. And when they censor you or me or anybody, they're censoring us all. That's why, don't thank me. When they were censoring you, buddy, they were censoring me. I took it like somebody was punching me in the nose.
Because that they're going to come for anybody else next, and that's why
they are coming for
battle.
Me when they go for you. They are coming for me. That's the whole people. So many yuppies think, I don't care if something happens to him or her. I don't care as long as nothing happens to me. When you don't hang together, folks, you hang separate. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's incredibly, the liberal establishment is particularly known for just labeling something that disagrees with them hate speech. For example, we have the St. Patrick's Day parade last week, and there was some gay rights groups that wanted to march in the parade with their signs promoting their sexuality. Well, this is a St. Patrick's Day parade. This is not a gay pride parade. It's not Gay Pride Day. No disrespect to the gay community, but it's not your place to be putting your political and personal preference in technically a Catholic parade. And so the mayor, the mayor of New York, the new mayor, and the mayor of Boston said that the parade was anti-gay. And so if you were to just report on this, they could say, oh, well, okay, so you disagree with that? You disagree with gay marriage?
Here's an example. I was downtown with my children today, walking the dog, and these two gay guys walk right up in front of the kids. They obviously knew who I was and started making out right in front of my kids. And if two adults were doing that, it'd be creepy and weird, you know, a man and a woman. It's all about forcing us, throwing it in our face. I'm sick of it. It's a takeover. It is a cult takeover, and I'm sick of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, the military searched for, you know, researched a gay bomb. I mean, they literally wanted to use pheromones and copulence to poison a population of enemy soldiers and to turn them into homosexuals.
There is an obsession with recruiting the children. Keep your hands off my children. Go ahead.
Disney Channel. The Disney Channel just introduced the gay character on one of their shows owned by, you know, ABC, an affiliate. And yeah, no disrespect to people who have that preference, but undeniable.
Let's get that straight. Exactly. I'm not sitting here obsessed with what you do. It's not because I'm shocked by it and want to make you do what I want. It's that I'm sick of being force-fed this agenda of gay rights attached to a bunch of anti-gun, anti-family crap, anti-John Wayne crap. You do what you want, you let me do what I want, and keep your hands off my kids' brains. Go ahead, Mark.
That's what they're trying to do. And obviously, this is to break down the family, to break down the moral fabric of society, to break down the nuclear family committed monogamous relationships. They want the state to raise the children. I mean, it's basically hate speech now. If you just say that I would prefer that my wife would stay at home and raise the kids. Oh, well, you're a misogynist. You hate women. I mean, you're being bossy. You know, it's incredible. I mean, we briefly touched on Beyonce. The big celebrity Baphomet worshiping bimbo, as I like to call her, with Michelle Obama saying they're just going to ban the word bossy. So I mean, they want it literally. If you just happen to say that one of your boss or a coworker or a manager is just being a little bossy, that's considered to be, you know, like dropping the N word or dropping an F bomb at the office. They want you to be fired.
How about we ban their control freak behavior? By the way, folks, you can still go to markdice.com. They've just restored his YouTube channels because of the major pressure and some connections we have to get it reviewed quicker. But again, we all hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And that's why it's important to support InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the actual sites, because or DrudgeReport.com or WorldNetDaily.com, because they can't shut those off as easily. They've got to have more due process. But these big, multifaceted third-party platforms, they can shut us down on them. We're still there. We still use it because that's where the people are, and we're in a war. We're not going to be deterred from where the people are. We're going to take it over.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One.